Exclusive, Ann Coulter, Democrats' Mass Immigration Agenda Proves They Hate the Middle Class. By John Binder on October 16, 2019. New York Times bestselling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says Democrats' refusal to take a pro-American immigration stance in the 2020 presidential election proves their hatred for middle-class Americans. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Coulter said the 2020 Democrat presidential primary is proving that the party represents the very wealthy voters of Wall Street bankers and Hollywood elites and despises the working and middle class. Listen. It's basically the party of Hollywood and Wall Street and they hate the middle class. Immigration is where the rubber meets the road, Coulter said. If they care about the people whose kids are dying of opioids, whose kids are being run over by illegal aliens, whose schools are going under, who can't get jobs because the jobs are being taken by cheap foreign labor or illegal aliens who don't have to pay Social Security taxes, and again this goes far beyond anything liberals don't have a good argument for, they will scream racism. This has nothing to do with race, it has to do with class, Coulter continued. And the working class, in particular, and the middle class increasingly has just. They are hated by the Democrat Party, and the immigration issue proves it more than anything. If you care about the working class, if you care about the American middle class, as a political matter, you have to out-Trump Trump on immigration if you want to win. The latest Wall Street Journal analysis has revealed that Democrats have shifted over the last decade from being the party of America's working class to now representing the country's wealthiest and richest billionaires. On the other hand, President Trump's GOP has garnered huge support from working and middle-class Americans, in addition to union workers. Coulter called it a mistake for Democrats to be campaigning for increasing legal immigration levels, where already more than 1.2 million foreign nationals are admitted every year, and for open borders like decriminalizing illegal immigration. I've noticed some of the smarter liberals seem to be writing about, hey, Democrats running for president, you're getting a little bit crazy. You don't want to just please the social justice warriors because all of the voters whose votes you need think you're out of your mind, Coulter said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.